Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, right on time for Bush's speech today. They found wild birds up in Canada with the particular bird flu they've been worried about jumping over into humans from human-to-human transmission. That has not happened yet. But now even major publications like CNN, Fortune Magazine, the Associated Press are reporting on what we reported on a month ago, Rumsfeld's growing stake in Tamiflu. Not to mention at least three prominent Bilderberg Group members. And they're going to make billions and billions and billions of dollars off of this, just like they did off of drugs for SARS. And the president gets to grandstand about martial law and condition us further. And then one day, I'm sure they will launch some deadly bio attack on us, and that'll be the end of it. It'll be just more New World Order activities for all of us. So we'll get into that after the break. And this happened a few weeks ago, and I haven't covered it. I had read the text of what he said, but I hadn't listened to the audio of it, and I've got some comments on this Dr. Camu Kamban, who says they need to kill every white person on the face of the earth. He ought to get together with Matchup and try to, I guess, implement the plan of San Diego, because they believe the same thing. And I wonder if the Texas Civil Rights Commission or any of these other groups will criticize me for saying it's wrong to say we should kill all the white people. I'm not for killing the black people or killing the Jews. I know I'm evil because it upsets me that it's a growing movement that if you just kill all the white people, your problems will all be solved. Well, don't worry. Whites are about 8% of the world population, or really less than that. Because you've got hundreds of millions of Latin Americans who call themselves in questionnaires white in the global census who really aren't. So you're looking about maybe 6%, 5%. And at the rate of intermarrying, don't worry. You can still hunt down anybody that has white blood. That can happen. So don't worry. It can continue on from there. But the genocide against white people is ongoing, and so... And it's being conducted by white people, so you can really, it's being conducted against black people and everybody else for that matter. And that's where this doctor gets it all wrong. And so it's an interesting little 5-minute clip. We'll play it later in this hour after we get into the bird flu and the latest indictment information, the latest on Bush's court nominee for the Supremes. And yes, no guests today. I just want to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, any issue, any news item, anything you'd like to talk about, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And never forget the websites, they're Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. And all four of the sites have a lot of the same news, a lot of the same information, but every day there's stuff on each of the sites that isn't on the other sites. So always important to visit the sites on a daily basis, and we thank all of you that have been helping get the word out about the website so that we're able to reach tens of millions of people a month just through the web alone, not to mention the radio show. It's very heartening, and it certainly makes me jump out of bed every morning and put a skip in my step, knowing that we're reaching so many people and that we are effective because of you. An article Paul Watson wrote yesterday was amazing about it costs nothing to be a patriot. You should go read that. And then his brother Steve Watson wrote one about this still being rammed through. The fight is still ongoing. We've had victories, but that only means the enemy is doubling their efforts. We have to redouble ours. The transmission shall continue in great detail on the other side. Strap yourselves in.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order.
From cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide, we rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft...
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 8-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, it is the first day, my friends, of November 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I really appreciate you joining us today. I have a little bit more I want to say about Samhain, Samhain, Halloween, because I got a few emails and one phone call on air yesterday going, oh, come on, it's all just a bunch of fun. And the point is that it is just a bunch of fun for most people. But there's a covert agenda here working that is now becoming more and more public to recruit in our schools and colleges and to push an agenda. And that agenda is coming out of Washington. It's coming out of New York. Our leaders are into black magic. And you've got most of the prominent leaders really are presidential level type individuals, prime ministers, chancellors, in their own autobiographies. And this mindset, this idea governs them, this magical thinking. I mean, no matter whether you believe in God or not, these people are fruitcakes. They're off their rocker. And there's this big crowd of New Agey, nothing New Age about it, pagans, neo-pagans, who get real mad if you criticize Bush or anybody else for being into the occult. And I've got mainstream news articles here today where they were in cemeteries hugging the gravestones and trying to talk to the dead, and it's, you know, sponsored by major cities, and oh, now the biggest growing religious group is the pagans and the Wiccans, and you know, Halloween's the start of their new year, and Look, the children are cutting themselves and dripping blood all over the ground, but it's nice. So kids are mutilating themselves at school. It's part of their sacrament. Let them. Don't be hateful. Let them slice themselves. And occasionally, every week or so, they grab some person and murder them and drink their blood, and it's in the back of the newspaper. I mean, to make 15-year-olds go out on a weekly basis and drink people's blood, I mean, folks, throughout history, that's what these occult groups do. And the neo-pagans can try to deny that, but that's how you serve the horn god. And when they recruit you into these organizations, they don't tell you that, but by the time you really get into it, you find out. And so yeah, we need to be honest about all of this. We need to understand all of this. They would sacrifice people by cutting their hearts out, burning them to death on a pyre, and then that's why a lot of the, quote, persecution of witches was really just political persecution against innocent individuals, and it was actually witches and warlocks conducting the burnings. And I was shocked to hear that pastor, Ronald Dart on WOAI talk about that Sunday night. I was listening to his show, and I know Tex Mars is aware of that, but this is something most people don't know. It's actually the occultists at Salem and other places that are humans, engaging in human sacrifice publicly. That's also part of their religion, is they get more power off of something if it's done in plain view, and they fool people while they do it. They also like to speak something before they do it and give you a warning before they do it. It's like counting coup with the Native Americans. They believe they get more hoodoo out of it, more power. But I'm now digressing. That's coming up later, probably in the next hour. I've got a whole stack of news here on it. All mainstream, where they're, you know, cutting themselves and hugging tombstones and dancing around and doing all of this, and we're supposed to just shut up and take it and let them recruit in the schools and push this on us. No! You don't want Christianity pushed on you in the schools, but you're going to push your religion, aren't you? Aren't you? And it needs to stop. And you know what? I don't care if you're offended. I get these emails from these neo-pagans going, it's not true. My discipline doesn't have any human sacrifice in its history. Bull. Baloney. Baloney. Just because you're ignorant doesn't mean it isn't true, okay? Former soldier wins landmark case over Gulf War syndrome. And our national statistics, within 5 years of after the Gulf War, over a tripling, almost a quadrupling, of birth defects in troops, military men and women that served in Iraq and in Kuwait. A tripling, and it was a cocktail of things. DU, the vaccines, a whole cocktail of things. But you cannot debate. You understand, it is admitted, you know, Time Life books, federal documents, New York Daily News, they've done the test. It is not debated there's over a tripling of birth defects. Well, now we've been in Iraq 2.5 years, and we're getting preliminary numbers on what's happened this time, and it's worse. And yeah, they used, again, that number, at least triple the DU, and they gave them even more experimental vaccines, smallpox and anthrax. And so we're seeing an even greater level than we saw before. And see, you can't debate the facts, ladies and gentlemen. I know there are people out there that supporting the troops means not caring if they don't get health care, not caring about them, just sticking a sticker on your car and feeling good and worshiping the corrupt government. But this is out of England, who's been trying to deny it now. But about 2 years ago, the government said, okay, it is true. Our troops are sick. And so this is a real biological / radiological chemical holocaust that's going on. Hundreds of thousands of our troops are sick. Over 50,000 have conservatively died from the illness. Former soldier wins landmark case over Gulf War syndrome, London Independent. A former guardsman suffering from Gulf War syndrome has won a landmark legal case against the Ministry of Defense. Daniel Martin, 35, who has suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome, memory loss, and impaired concentration since 91 conflict, probably from nerve gas. That's one of the big contributors, was blowing up those nerve gas depots. And there's video of it. It's U.S. Mark. They had to get rid of the evidence. Was received a disability award under the umbrella arm of Gulf War Syndrome. And they now admit that the government's now saying, oh, 1,500 of our soldiers have had this happen. Up at UT Dallas, 4 years ago, they did autopsies of two dozen dead U.S. soldiers. The families asked that they, those were just soldiers dying at the time who'd been involved in exposing this. And they did the autopsies, and they found that they all had high levels of sarin and VX chemicals in their nerve stems, in the spinal cord in the brain stem, where it tends to concentrate. And so they had those chemicals there, and basically the chemicals just sit there, and just over a few years, even if you get a light dosage of it, eats through until you suddenly start losing bowel control, you lose weight, you start shaking, then you stop being able to breathe, and you die with your family around you at the VA hospital with foreign doctors who can't even speak English swarming around you. And if you complain, now the VA hospitals keep a couple big thugs in there. If you complain or smart off, they'll just drag you out and charge you. I see that in the press every few weeks, where they beat up veterans' wives and drag them out by their hair, and it's all real fun. But, I mean, that was just one case where they studied them. And then the New York Daily News paid to have 15 soldiers who were real sick, this was 2 years ago, to have MRIs on their lungs and swabs done and biopsies, and they found just total saturation of depleted uranium in their lungs. So it's a cocktail of poison. And it doesn't matter to the government. If it's kind of in the back of the paper, an occasional Time Life article or an occasional Dallas Morning News article or an occasional article in the New York Daily News, it doesn't matter. Just stick a sticker on your car, feel good, swagger around, stumble around. All the government doubles in size and all our liberties are flushed down the toilet. Just stumble around worshiping Bush. When I say stumble around, because people are just so stupid, they literally stumble around. I've argued with Bush supporters. They're like a stumbling, fumbling idiot. And they'll even call, you're one of them right-wing Republicans. Or they'll call me a liberal. Either way, you're one of them extreme right-wingers, aren't you? Party don't need you. Or I'm called a communist. But you sit there and try to talk to them, and they just don't listen. So they'll just feel good. And if their son or daughter dies of this, they'll steal. Then they might email me and go, you were right. Help me. Please, you're not responding to my emails. Because there's hundreds a day of people with their kids dying of this stuff. I mean, how do I respond to all of them? I got two in the stack right here. How am I supposed to even respond to you? I used to hate you. I didn't believe it. My son just came back. He was all healthy. And now he's paralyzed. And they don't know what it is. And help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. My boy, he's dying. What do I do? I still kind of, I've even taken time out to call these people, and they're just, well, I still like Bush, Alex. I just can't believe it. They're not doing nothing for our trip. You just love to be, I mean, I have no respect for you. You're being raped by this system, and you still love it. Oh, thank you. Rape me. So, and none of us are safe. None of us, I mean, we're all in danger. We have a government that knows DU, when they deployed it, will maim and hurt our military. And they still do it. And there's a bunch of snot-nosed white trash out there who'll just make excuses about it, make jokes about it, and it's all real funny and ha-ha-ha. I've heard you before. You've called in. You've denied that DU is even bad for anybody. So, okay, fine. Okay, now I've just spent 10 minutes on this ranting and raving. Because it upsets me. But let's get into the other news here, because I got a lot of it to cover. Doctor urges Canadians not to panic over bird flu. And this is out of CBC. One day after officials, not servants, but officials, revealed wild birds carry the H5 strain of avian flu virus have been found in Canada, the nation's chief public health officer is urging Canadians not to panic. The first thing to know is that it's a huge leap for the bird virus to become a human virus that spreads efficiently in people, said Dr. David Butler-Jones, appearing on CTV's Canada AM. I'll be right back and tell you what else he said. It's very important.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Folks, we're back live here. I want to try to be concise and run through some of the top headlines, and then coming up the next segment, we'll go to Alice, Jesse, Eric, Emmett, Mark, many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air today is 1-800-259-9231. I haven't talked about it in 2 weeks. I mean, I barely mentioned it a few weeks ago when it first broke. A black leader in his area saying, this doctor saying, kill every white person. Well, that's what Khalid Muhammad said. You kill the white woman because she is a military manufacturing center. And that's no different than what Hitler said. It's no different than what some of the Zionists have to say about everybody else. It's no different. And it feels good, but it's totally destructive. And so we'll play what this guy has to say. And boy, he really thinks he's on the cutting edge. He thinks he's battling for his people, and he couldn't be helping the New World Order more. So that's coming up. And there's just so much coming up today. But here it is. Doctor urges Canadians not to panic over bird flu. Dr. David Butler Jones, appearing on CTV's Canada AM. That's just a tremendous leap and very difficult, and we likely would actually be able to watch that with a surveillance and had better and have better preparation for it, he said, speaking of the fact that the bird virus has not moved from human-to-human transmission yet, but may, they're not even sure, but may be possible to have the transmission from animal to human right now. And so many of the cases we've heard of have turned out to be false alarms, have turned out to be fake. People just died of another flu virus, and then they also find this virus in them and then claim that it caused it because it'll make Rumsfeld a bunch of money. Again, the first thing to know is that it's a huge leap for a bird virus to become a human virus that spreads efficiently in people. That's just a tremendous leap and very difficult, and we likely would actually be able to watch that with the surveillance and have better preparation for it, he said. In fact, Butler Jones said the avian flu virus have been discovered before. Every year, there's a virus that could potentially mutate. That's where these viruses come from. Most flu viruses did mutate out of birds or pigs. In China or in South Korea, where they run the human feces right into big ponds, cesspits, with the chicken and geese and duck excrement. I mean, let's just wear it, and the viruses mutate in that slag heap. I don't want to go too much more into it, but it's just total and complete hype, and I'm not going to shut up. I don't care how many so-called patriots want to run around pulling their hair out, screaming, run to the hills, and trying to freak everybody out. I'm just not going to. I'm going to be right about this as usual. And, of course, I'll get no credibility at the end of it. Planet X isn't going to kill us. Y2K isn't going to kill us. The endless end-of-the-world stuff. Meanwhile, I have Ron Paul on saying the government may institute martial law and take our guns. Top CIA analysts saying the government may carry out terror attacks. You know, that just gets ignored. You know, serious, real stuff. Oh, and I'm not saying the government may not release a bioweapon next month or next year and start killing us. That's their official plan. But it's never from the avenue that they are pushing. You see, they're going to use this to make money, but that's secondary, to set up the police state grid. Like this bill, they're trying to use this as the fear mechanism to get this bill passed through the House now for forced inoculation and federalization of local emergency management systems and to set up the cadres to forcibly inject you and your family and give total vaccine liability protection to the vaccine makers in perpetuity across the board. You see, so it also helps up the police state, gives them liability protection, and they make billions of bucks off of it. So when they do really launch some type of attack, we're going to be in deep trouble. And they would have cried wolf so many times, and we would have gone along with them so many times that when it really happens, people aren't going to know what to do, and people aren't going to take action, and it's going to be devastating. It's going to be devastating. So get and listen, they may announce human flu cases, human bird flu cases any time now. And I don't want to hear people running around screaming from the rooftop, see, we told you, there's four cases, the government says. Oh, they've locked down major cities, but see, we told you it's real. That's not real. That's not a pandemic. That's not an epidemic. That's made up baloney, just like SARS, ladies and gentlemen. We have the top scientists in Spain, the top scientists in Russia, the top scientists in Canada, top epidemiologists and virologists here, all saying the same thing, that it's a hoax, that it's a fraud. Don't worry, George Bush says it's really, really serious, and the CDC says it, and so does the World Health Organization, and so does a whole gaggle of people on other networks. Other patriots. Well, not here. We got credibility. We're not going to blow our credibility.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, I get mad at end of the world stuff because it's like heroin or cocaine. The more you do it, the more you push it, the more you use it, the more you lose your credibility, the more people don't listen to you, and the more fear-mongering it takes next time. If you talk about things that are not totally provable and demonstrable, just because you like to generate hysteria. Now, we should be freaked out about a whole host of issues, but see, people never get freaked out about those. The government has to first start the ball rolling still, even though they're totally discredited. And if you ask the average American if they trust the government, they'll say, no way. What do you distrust the most of anything out there? You know, used car salesmen and the government. Which I think used car salesmen get a bad rap, whereas compared to the government. But still, if they say it, we'll buy into it. And folks, that's very dangerous. These are trial balloons. Remember 2.5 years ago, we're going to be hit by smallpox. It will happen. 14 million medical workers, first responders, firefighters, policemen, 14 million people, you've got to take it. We're ordering you to. And literally, no one did. It was 99%+ said no. And so suddenly the smallpox, we weren't about to be hit by Al-Qaeda, you know, the intelligence, they've got it, they're going to hit us. Suddenly that wasn't, because of their own enforcers won't take it, they then can't make a bunch of money selling it, and giving, you know, hundreds of millions or billions of doses worldwide of it out to everybody. You understand that? So, see, since we didn't buy that hype, we didn't buy the fraud, we didn't get taken for a ride, they moved on to SARS. Oh, and they had drugs then that would treat it, and there was stockpiling, and tens of millions made, and it led back to major administration officials, and big money in Europe, but also what? You know, SARS will kill a billion. It will, but we have a product that will heal you. You know, and just the government's got something. You need the shot. You need this injection. We have this pill for you. It will fix it. It will save you. And then that blew over, but it doesn't matter. More federal laws, more federal control, more emergency management drills, practicing federal takeover. Oh, now we need troops to take your guns during an emergency. We can't have you being armed during a flu outbreak. As if the government, even though there was some deadly pandemic that killed tens of millions of people, as if they could even help us or take care of us. They're guaranteed they'll make it worse. But see, they're going to demonstrate by having fake false alarms. I mean, I have no doubt they're not going to find some cases in Canada or Europe or the U.S. and shut things down and see the martial law kept you safe. And, oh, they'll probably have somebody who tries to run quarantine and they'll be shot. And, well, it's sad he's dead, but that kept us safe. And they'll all buy into it. And again, it's this being bathed in enslavement, bathed in tyranny. Meanwhile, the government is openly, in the U.S. and England, pushing to try to make vaccines mandatory. Hundreds of new ones. And they're trying to engineer it. They've successfully done it into food, into potatoes and corn, so you don't have a choice. It's just going to be in the food. And live viruses, as I ended the show with yesterday, you heard I had the big vaccine awareness president on there, like, oh, yes, that's true. And it's not that we need to have her go, oh, that's true, to prove it's true. You can go read BBC, London Independent, Associated Press. They're trying to make us take a shot that openly has a virus that attacks your brain and attacks and creates plaques in the receptor points for opiates, which, i.e., is your endorphins, will actually make it to where you're unhappy. But don't worry, they're going to have a drug that will treat that. I mean, this is literally Brave New World. We are there. That's something we should be hysterical about. The fact that transponders from Oregon to Texas are going into the inspection stickers to track, trace, tax us and give us tickets. Openly, publicly. That is insane. The fact that the big three voting machine companies are openly run by the CIA, are open government front groups, caught engaging in fraud coast to coast, every election, hundreds of times per election. That is totally insane. I mean, I have mainstream articles yesterday where the government's now declassified that they dumped thousands of tons of sarin, mustard, chemical, weapons, you name it, nuclear reactors, just... We know the Russians did it, but now our government would just knowingly go out and dump that in right into the ocean, knowing we're going to eat that. The New World Order would order that, knowing they're going to sit down and eat seafood. Their kids, the elite's children, are going to eat that seafood. And then they find all these weird toxins and all these big fish dyes and red tides, and this stuff never goes away. Just... Again, that is insanity by this elite. That's something you ought to be, folks. We've had Nobel Prize winners in genetics on this show. Okay, people who worked for Big Pharma and the big genetic engineers, the highest levels, who would do the test. Another report here today: all the mother rats that ate the GM corn died. It isn't just that GM food isn't good for you and doesn't give you nutrition that we're now eating. It's poisonous because it creates new amino acids and new enzymes that are unknown, that we cannot absorb, that are toxic to us. And that's why there's all these new allergies, and no matter how much you work out and how healthy you try to be, still there's all these new weird health problems. So many medical studies, so many medical doctors are now saying that. Foreign allergies are just exploding. 50 years ago, nobody was allergic to corn. Over 98% of all known corn species, and there are hundreds of varieties, are now infected. And there's no going back. There's no ever removing it out. You understand? They don't just have to put it in every variety of corn. The corn is interrelated, and it spreads into the other subspecies. the other varieties, I should say. I mean, this, you talk about, I want to start an environmental group, not to steal farmers and ranchers' land and to steal property from people and then give it to the city to build golf courses on. That's just land-grabbing front groups. No, to like literally go out and stop this genetic engineering. I mean, they'll take 4, 5, 6 species, cram it into some fish, pig, human, tomato, into a fish, and release the fish into the Atlantic Ocean. Release it into the Pacific Ocean. They'll release it into the river, into the Mississippi. And top scientists say it could give rise to deadly viruses that make the bird flu look like a joke, folks. And the government admits they don't even know what it'll do. They got level 4 bioviruses, 39,000 times more deadly than the Spanish flu of 1918 up in Wisconsin. They got nuclear reactors in almost every major city that you don't even know about, like right here in Austin, Texas, that you can drive a truck up to, and there's no cops guarding it, no nothing, because the government knows no terrorist is going to attack that unless they want them to. They hit a button, and terror teams will start attacking the minute they hit that button. George Bush and his bosses give one order. You know, they're telling us we got a terror threat, but our border's wide open, and there's a big old nuclear reactor about 10 miles from where I sit. You want to start pulling your hair out, you start freaking out about that, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get our priorities straight around here. You want to be freaked out, don't go to the government begging you to keep you safe. We may need martial law. This is now public. Ron Paul said they may use this for martial law and gun confiscation and to set up the dictatorship. That's why they're not worried. That's why they're so arrogant. They may do it. We're on the edge. We're at the end of the country right now. And if we say no, like we did to the smallpox, and say you're liars, like so many doctors came out and said, this doesn't protect you from smallpox. This vaccine's deadly poisonous. I'm not taking it. Top virologists, top epidemiologists, top MDs. And so the cops went, I ain't taking it neither. But those police would have taken it in a minute. Those firefighters were taking it in a minute. Those school teachers, those nurses, all of them, they all would have taken it, city workers, if the doctors wouldn't have gone public. And so the AMA's nuts. And then finally, Tommy Thompson, by the end, who'd been pushing it, said, I wouldn't take it. Remember that? Now he's out bouncing around at high schools all over the country, at elementary schools, telling kids to take microchips. See how we're living in a Twilight Zone situation? Literally, we're living in a Twilight Zone movie. Remember back in the 80s, those sci-fi horror movies where in the future it's a police state and the police wear black uniforms and Nazi helmets and they march around and they inject you with stuff to fry your brain and... Well, see, that was all out of UN documents. All those movies and all those books got written and made because that's the real plan. We have Henry Kissinger's own documents. We have the World Health Organization. We have the Population Organization out of New York's own documents. We have David Rockefeller saying it. We have the Communist Chinese saying it. We have Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, Maurice Strong. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. They're openly saying they want to kill us. And that leads me now to this individual. That brings me now to this individual. Exterminating white people. It has been an assertion of mine that there's only one difference between Adolf Hitler and some of the misbegotten souls who lurk among us. Means I don't know that I subscribe to the notion that power corrupts. Of course it does. I'm telling the writer that. But I do know that it releases inhibitions, causing one's true colors to shine through. Inhibitions, however, don't seem to bedevil one Dr. Cambon, the Raleigh, North Carolina activist, bookstore owner, and former professor at North Carolina State University, associated with and advocated the extermination of white people while speaking at a pro-black media forum at Howard Law School in an event that was covered in its entirety by C-SPAN. By the way, if you got a tape of that, I want it. All I have is the audio of it. And I didn't talk about it. I mentioned this 2 weeks ago, and we're going to get to your calls, but I got to play this and then comment on it. The reason this clip is so important is this guy's got a lot of the picture. He knows that they are trying to kill black people. He knows what they're doing with the vaccines and the GM foods and what's happening. But, folks, they're doing it to everybody, see? But the globalists love this. They got the Mecha crowd saying the same thing. Plan a San Diego to kill every white male above the age of 16. And local civil rights groups defend it. They go, ah, so what? They're downtrodden. Well, I'm the minority in Texas. I don't appreciate that. Why is it acceptable when this guy says it or Mecha groups say it? It's not acceptable. And you need to understand, folks, that the globalists are doing this, but they're doing this to everyone. And to think about how many whites were killed or lynched or had their houses blown up fighting for black people's freedoms. It's just so insulting and so hateful and so mindless. You know, I've had black folks before tell me I'm a blue-eyed devil. Just I'm sitting there eating at an outdoor restaurant, and a guy walks by and goes, hey, blue-eyed devil. It's funny. It's self-righteous. And you only play into the New World Order's hands when you have this attitude. So I want to play this and then comment on it. Go ahead and roll Dr. Camu Cambon, who's so self-righteous. Just listen to him. Go ahead and roll it.
I taught on the college level for a number of years at a so-called black college, and I'm down against black colleges. I'm going to tell you straight up, because some of the madness that's going on in these schools. But what I want to say is that there are two things going on the planet now. One is that when white people came to us and said, we're going to free you, we're going to emancipate you from the plantation, what they did was extended the boundaries of the plantation and made it an international plantation, made us think that we were free. In addition to that, they made every white person on earth a plantation master or owner. So there are two things in operation. We are in an international prison. Not just in America, but everywhere we go, our people are dying. So the things that are in operation on this planet is that white people want to kill us. I want you to understand that. They want to kill you. And it has nothing to do with what the kind of degree you have, what kind of car you have, what kind of title you have, what fraternity you belong to, what religion you belong to. They want to kill you because that is part of their plan. There are any number of reasons why they want to do that. I'm not going to waste my time trying to figure out why they want to kill us. But I know that's what they want to do. And they want to do it in many different ways. Psychological, economic, cultural, spiritual, social, and biological, chemical, electromagnetic. They want to kill you. But they also want to make money in the process of your death. Now, I saw a brother when I was coming and he was smoking a cigarette. So now he's going to kill himself, but they're going to make money off of his death process. The other thing is that they want us to, if they don't kill us, like they tried to kill the brother by beating him up in New Orleans, if they don't kill us that way, or shooting like they killed the brother in Cincinnati, or like they killed Malice Green in Detroit, or like they killed Greenwich up in Pittsburgh, if they don't come out right and kill us straight, they want to get us to kill ourselves. Now, these are the only two operations on the planet. The other thing is that there's only one nigger on the planet. I never use that word. This is the first time I've used it. I don't even think that word. But there's only one nigger on the planet. And the nigger that's on the planet is the one that is destroying the water, the one that's polluting the air, the one that is exploiting people and resources. And the only nigger on the planet is the white man and the white woman. And then our people are not niggers. We are imitation niggers. Now, what we have to do is we have to devise a system or a plan for ourselves. And I said earlier that each one of you is a system. And everything that you do, every thought that you think, either you are supporting white world terror domination by your actions, what you buy, what you wear, where you go, what you eat, how you use your time. You are either supporting the white people in their process of death, or you're for African liberation. It's one or the other. And if we don't use our time wisely, then we are engaging in a form of subtle suicide. because, as I said earlier, their system is still going on. They still have these images on TV that are going on. They're still warehousing our children in the special ed, giving them Ritalin. There are no jobs. We're filling the hospitals. So their system is not stopping. And then finally, I want to say that we need one idea. And we're not thinking about a solution to the problem. We're dealing with all these other things, but these are diversions from the solution to the problem. And we have to start to think about a solution to the problem so that these young brothers and sisters who are here now, who are 15, 16, and 17, are not here 25 years later talking about these same problems. Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans. They have what they call racial profiling.
All right,
DNA
pause.
Banks.
When we come back, we're going to finish this. Now, listen, see, this guy sees the control grid going in, but he's so self-centered, it's the black people, why they're the target. It's free humans, period, buddy. And you're working for the New World Order. You make me sick. Be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Kambon, this is such a perfect example. The elite want to take care of themselves. The elite want to make sure they go on into the future, that they have the benefits of technology and life extension systems and all of this. So they're going to reduce all of our populations. They're going to cull most of us. They're going to dumb us down. I mean, this is public. And it's white, black. They don't care, folks. It's across the board. Though they are targeting with a lot of their energies Latin America, Africa, and Asia because those are the biggest populations. So a lot of what he's saying is true. But the cops shoot white people, folks. It doesn't ever really make the news. It's a big deal. Racial crime is much higher, black against white. I mean, pulling TV cameramen, you know, out of vans, beating them because they're white up in Ohio. And see, the news doesn't really talk about that. So see, the elite, the very elite that this guy says are so evil, which they are, covers up the fact that they have energized and funded Mecha and La Raza, that they have energized and funded the radical black groups. Because they want us all fighting with each other down here at the low level, and they're just up there laughing. You know, as if this guy's call to kill everybody is ever going to happen. No, it's just going to call for a race war, which is going to energize the white supremacist and all this. I mean, this guy's just a black supremacist. If he was a white guy, he'd be saying kill all the blacks. So let's go ahead and finish up what this guy has to say. Go ahead and roll it.
Now, how do I know that the white people know that we are going to come up with a solution to the problem? I know it because they have retina scans. They have what they call racial profiling, DNA banks, and they're monitoring our people to try to prevent the one person from coming up with the one idea. And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted from coming up with a solution to the problem. And the problem on the planet is white people.
Okay, let's stop right there. Conservatively, even in African history, Africa is one of the most barbarous countries ever seen. Cannibalism, mass murder, slavery being institutionalized. And I haven't defended Europe, very barbarous as well, Asia very barbarous. But, you know, this thing about how black people were these angel creatures before the evil white showed up. And then so many blacks take on Muslim names and Muslim culture, and that's who started the real slave export, was the Arabs out of Khartoum and there in Somalia as well, not just in Libya. So there's a total disconnect, or by black folks that have studied it, they'll say, well, some of them will say, well, you know, Alex, slavery was different in our countries. Yeah, whatever, or in your tribes. So don't sit there and say white people are the problem, okay? See, that plays into it. The problem is evil people. And let me just tell black folks this, because you heard quite a bit of clapping in there. This is a sizable group of blacks think all whites should be killed. Same thing with Hispanics. They think a large group of Hispanics think all whites should be killed. Not the majority, but it's quite popular. Do you expect us to just sit here and just twiddle our thumbs and listen to this? I'm not going to run out and join the Aryan Nations, but I am going to speak out against what you're doing. The Aryan Nations is only going to make it worse, and again, the New World Order is going to play that off against each other. But I haven't done anything to black people. If anything, I experienced black racism against myself growing up in Dallas, Texas. But that had a lot of black friends, though. That didn't mean I disliked all blacks. So it's really destructive what you're doing. And you see this control grid going into place. You need to know it's for everybody.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. The